What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is Business Rockstar.
Connecting you to everything that is entrepreneur. We are the center of entrepreneurship right here on Business Rockstars. And our responsibility every single day is to bring you rock stars from around the world. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Today, we have a bunch of great guests on. For example, the one guest I have, it's going to pop on in a few minutes, dropped out of college, get this, out of Stanford, and then went back to develop his business idea, which is pretty cool. It's all around getting volunteers to volunteer. And then we're going to have one of the co-authors of The Secret join us, where we can find out what it takes to find prosperity in ourselves. Like I said, lots going on. BusinessRockstars.com, that's the website. We spend a lot of time and effort putting great content up there, plus all of our social media feeds from Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, Facebook. But hang out with us. Be part of the community. And we also encourage you to contact us. I'm Ken at BusinessRockstars.com, and our number is 855-ROCKSTAR, 855-762-5782. So are you confident or cocky? Or as my mother said, are you assertive or aggressive? Bill Ackman, who's an amazing investor, really talks about this idea between the two.
The best investments are the ones where we are the confident we're right and everyone else is wrong. Yeah. Okay? And you have to, in order to be, you know, I've been accused recently of being arrogant. And there's a difference between arrogance and confidence. If you're arrogant in investing, you're going to get killed. If you're not confident, you'll never make an investment. Right? So you have to do a sufficient amount of work to be confident enough to have the conviction to do something that's contrarian. But you also have to be humble.
One of my favorite television shows is called Billions, which is on Showtime. And the lead character, Axe, who runs his own hedge fund, basically, will actually show you the difference between confident and cocky. But he does kind of bleed the lines between the two. But he's incredibly confident because he's done his due diligence and his research. He knows what's going to happen throughout his character's development. And when you get to watch him on TV, you see this confidence exude. And that confidence is what drives his company, where people want to follow him. His cockiness comes out on his personal character, where he actually pushes people off. So confidence people attract people. They literally do. They attract people. Cocky people deter people. They push them away. Where are you? Are you confident? Or are you kind of seen as cocky, flashy, arrogant, somebody that really pushes people away? Which one are you? I'm going to tell you something. If you are on the cocky side and you think it's cool to be cocky, you are so wrong. It's such a detriment to you as an individual. And I know you probably think you're doing great in business. You think that you got the world by its tail. But it's not something you need to show off. So let's talk about ways to be more confident and less cocky. Cocky. Those people just irk me sometimes because for some reason, they're the ones with the loudest cars. They wear the most ostentatious stuff on themselves. They brag constantly. You just get sick of them after a while. They seem to always know more than you. They're kind of like the Cliff Clavin from Cheers, if you remember that. They are tiresome. You don't want to be put inside that category, that box. You want to make sure you're outside that zone. So here are a few ways to boost your confidence and remain humble. First is this. I want you to learn the art of humbly bragging. How do you boast about what you've done So people realize that you are an impressive individual. Well, the first way to do it is this. You always get your friends to embellish for you. It's great to go to a networking event or a conference or trade show or any type of event where you're meeting people and connecting with people, and you go with a wing person, a friend. And their job is to know the bullet points of what makes you cool. It's always better if someone else says it for you instead of you doing it. So my first recommendation is if you go to any networking event, you work together. Okay, what am I going to say about you? What are you going to say about me? This is how we're going to introduce one another and go into that environment. Some of the best connectors on the planet know something that's impressive about everybody and brings everyone together. They're like that always on wing person. But the art of humbly bragging is this, if you have to do it by yourself. You don't have to read off your LinkedIn resume or your IMDb of all the great movies you've been on. In generally what I like to do is this. Yeah, I had the opportunity to be part of an amazing team that sold a company to Google and to Yahoo. Oh, that's interesting. And all of a sudden the lean in happens. Tell me more. So make sure you don't overdo it. A few simple name drops could do it, but you don't need to go too deep. Number two is learn to be tactful. You know, don't have to be in someone's face. Be within their zone. Understand what it takes to shake hands in a few moments, not a minute. I have somebody that shakes my hand more than 10 seconds. It's like a relationship after a point of time. But understand to speak about yourself in a tactful way. And that is, it's humble. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I've recently worked with a company like them. I understand where you're going. I would love to give you some interesting tips on what you're doing. Like, I love when someone says, I have some really good information to help you out. Or they might say, hey, I have a way for you to do it better. Ooh, that means you're suggesting I'm not doing it good initially. So learn to speak more tactful to people and about yourself. Dress smart, not flashy. Tell me you understand what I'm saying. Those flashy dressers out there, the ones that are saying, I am in the room, look at me, hello. Don't do that. Yeah, dress nice, dress sharp, but don't say, hey, look what I have on. Look at the brands. Look what I got on when it comes to jewelry. You don't need to be Mr. T when you walk into a room. The idea is this, feel confident. You don't have to yell out. It's interesting as I meet more and more successful people, the billionaires that are doing incredibly well, their cars get quieter and quieter as they achieve more and more and more. Meaning this, the friends that I have that have done real well, they drive Teslas, which you don't even hear on the street. Compared to my other friends, they have, you know, they're trying to position themselves. They have loud cars, loud bicycle, motorcycles. After a point in time, it's not about you being the loudest in the room. It's about you making a difference in the room. You got to be careful about what's considered ostentatious. Are you familiar with this term? Ostentatious is showing off you have money. It's a screaming out, look at me, where in most cases, you're not the one with all the money. The Rolex watch, is it necessary? You certainly don't want to wear it when you're in the middle of a negotiation. The idea of being ostentatious and showing off is a cocky position to be, especially if somebody just loves to do that. It's like positioning themselves. At times, I always believe the ones that talk too much about something, it could be about having so many girlfriends or how much sex they have or how much money they have, and they flaunt it are the ones that actually don't really get it. The ones that keep it quiet are the ones that really are the surprising heroes. Next, I want you to speak with purpose. When you say something, remove the word I. Stop having I problems. I, me. And turn it into a we, us, and them. Turn it around to where when you're talking about the community. You're talking about how people you work with, teams, instead of I, me, I did this. It's all about me, cocky. Drop it. I want you to talk less and listen more. I'm always fascinated when I go into a networking environment, or I like to call them a connecting environment, and I look around the room And the ones that are talking 60% of the time are the ones I try not to hang out with. The ones that are a little more quieter, I'm interested in them. And I generally find that they're the ones that are doing amazing things, generally. Every once in a while, it's a bit unique, where the one that is doing all the talking is the one that really is the power broker in the room, but generally not. It's the ones that are talking less. And by the way, you should be doing the same thing. Don't be afraid to point out your insecurities. Oh boy, I love when someone says, my biggest problem is, all of a sudden, you know what happens? People want to help or add a way to enhance what they're doing so it's not an insecurity. And of course, one of the best ways to make sure you are not perceived as a cocky person and you are a confident person, look who's standing next to you. Who are your friends? It always goes back to the circle of influence you're around. And the people that you're hanging out with are the ones that matter most. So make sure you're hanging out with impressive people. They're the ones that you aspire to be like, because that there by itself will speak volumes about you. So when we come back, we'll be diving into the whole idea of dropping out of school to build a business and then going back to school. And then, of course, we have one of the co-authors of The Secret. By the way, you know what we're here to help you do is build your business all the time. And great tools like LegalZoom are there to help you out. LegalZoom, you know what? You got a question when it comes to anything regarding your business, the law, LegalZoom's got it. Just go to LegalZoom.com. Use the promo code ROCKSTAR. When we come back, how important is school? Well, we'll find out. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Mike, entrepreneur and founder of Rib Tea. I always had a tough time finding undershirts that not only fit me right, but also stayed tucked, felt great, and of course, didn't break the bank. That inspired me to create Rib Tea. Disrupt your wardrobe with Rib Tea undershirts. Find them at ribtea.com. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. While you're there, grab the top 10 rules to buying and wearing undershirts guide for free. Rib Tea undershirts are a new breed of undershirt that meets every guy's needs. Like our Evo Tensile undershirts, they're close-fitting, softer than silk, cooler than linen, and of course, have a stay tuck design. First impressions are so important for entrepreneurs. How you wear your clothes can say a lot about you. Rib Tea is that small change in your daily routine that will make your clothes look and feel better. Hello, skin. Meet comfort. You deserve a better undershirt. Rib Tea undershirts and t-shirts are made in America and offered at a great price. Disruptor of the undershirt universe, changing your life one undershirt at a time. That's RIBBEDTEE.com.
Rib Tea. An important time to relax and spend time with your family, but often the road to relaxation can be paved with stress. If you're planning a family road trip this summer, you can take steps to worry less on the road. Cognitive behavioral psychologist Dr. Simon Rigo shares more.
According to research found in the Liberty Mutual Insurance Worry Less Report, 38% of people worry every day, with a significant predictor of worry being intolerance of uncertainty.
The most important aspect of any road trip is safety, so before hitting the road this summer, schedule any routine car maintenance and be sure to pack an emergency kit for your car, including first aid items.
Uncontrollable factors such as mechanical issues can put a damper on the family fun. Be prepared for unexpected events on the road. Coverage like Liberty Mutual's 24-hour roadside assistance can ease worries for drivers, providing them with help getting a tow, jump-starting a dead battery, changing a flat, and even unlocking your car doors if the keys get locked inside. Stay safe this summer and learn more at libertymutualgroup.com/worryless.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is
yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hey, it's Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, connecting you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your passion and turning to something real and sustainable. We're here to help you do that. A little later on, one of the co-authors of The Secret is going to join us. But in the studio right now is, hopefully I'll do this right, you ready? Yeah. Sam Van Kuchen.
That's right.
All right, yeah. Which is a German name. Not Irish?
Not Irish.
No, it's not Irish. It's a good week to be Irish. Hey, so you're hanging out here in Southern California, and of course we talk about entrepreneurship from around the world.
Yeah.
I want to talk about briefly about this guy named Peter Thiel. Do you know who Peter Thiel is?
I do know Peter Thiel.
Do you know him personally?
I wish.
You wish? No. Peter Thiel, you know, he was part of the PayPal mafia, right? And after he sold everything, he's tried to encourage kids to either drop out of college or not even go to college, and he gives them somewhat of a scholarship to develop their ideas. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have. Actually, it's ironic because Peter Thiel and I have the same alma mater. Ended up going to college.
We'll talk about that. But first year, 400 people applied. Now it's 2,800 a year. It's crazy, right?
It is crazy.
This is where I want to start, because we'll talk about your business in a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. You went to a very, very, very prestigious college, university, right?
That's right.
What was it?
Stanford.
One of the coolest, right? And it really is. And midterm, or midway, you decided, I'm going to try something different, right? What did you do?
Well, I didn't anticipate that I would stop out. I actually thought that I was going to Stanford for all the right personal reasons for me.
Right.
You know, great school, really fun, people who are real human beings. And I was pitching the initial idea for the company that I recently started in May that, you know, we're revisiting now, in a class, and somebody offered us funding on the spot.
Right there.
So then I had to make decisions.
So tell me what goes through your head. So can you go back and give us kind of what that pitch was in the infancy of that business?
Yeah, you know, we just want it to be effortless for people to volunteer. Volunteering should be the easiest thing in the world.
Right.
It should just be a decision you make to go do something for the benefit of somebody else. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's been a lot of process around that that removes people from being able to just go and volunteer. And so in 2006, I started a company with a bunch of classmates to make volunteering easier and make it easier for people to manage volunteers. And I was just talking about it in a class of maybe 10 people, and then we had two term sheets like 2 days later.
And
no company, no formal team, no technical
nothing.
Resources, nothing. And I had to cancel my, I thought about it.
Wait, step back. Who found out about it to offer you money? How did they find out?
A guest speaker. I was talking and there was a guest speaker
and
sitting
it.
There in class, and that was it.
And how much did he offer you?
There were two different offers for $100,000 each.
And you're, 19, 20 years old?
Yeah.
Right? Sounds pretty impressive, right? So you made a decision. Was it a rash decision, or
no.
Did you put a lot of thought and effort into it?
No. For those who haven't seen term sheets, they're complicated.
Very.
So you can't just make a rash decision.
No, you can't. You've got some time parameters around it, too, right? You have like 90 days to
That's
make
right.
some decisions. So you go to mom and dad, probably. Go, hey, mom, dad, I know I'm one of the best universities on the planet. What do you think about this?
They're very supportive.
Tell me about that, yeah. that place you had to be in your heart, your soul, and your mind when you sat down with mom and dad to show them what you had. Did you figure everything out already before you were going to talk to them, or were they part of the decision-making process?
It was the second tough decision I've made like that in my life. The first was transferring high schools, and it was a similar decision. I went to a startup high school in Southern California, transferred to a prestigious East Coast boarding school, and had to consider whether or not I should stay in that environment or go to a place where I knew I was happier. And I decided last minute to transfer back, and it worked out well, and I became the person I wanted to be. And I think having that decision under my belt gave me some more faith in myself to do what I felt was right. It's not always about messaging that you send to the outside world about the labels.
It's about
developing yourself.
So you said, hey, I am going to hibernate college, or did you say I'm actually dropping out?
Fortunately, also, there are some schools like Stanford that are very supportive of entrepreneurship, and those schools will let you stop out indefinitely and then come back.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. There's literally, like, no risk.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah. And let's face it, you know, some of the most amazing entrepreneurs have come out of Stanford. I mean, from Google to Yahoo to Sun Microsystems. Do you know what Sun stands for? Stanford University Network. Most people don't know that.
There you go.
I mean, unbelievable people have come out of Stanford, okay?
Yeah.
So you took a pause from Stanford. How long did you stay out of school developing your company?
For a year.
Was it a successful year?
A very successful year, incredibly. And it's funny because success isn't binary. You know, you don't just look at a company and you say it's profitable or not profitable, it's a success or it's not a success. There's a lot of ways to measure it.
Right.
And for us, it was proving out our mission, building a team, you know, putting an example of what a company like this could look like, a for-profit social venture. And we had lots of success there, but we missed some of the metrics that we were using, you know, to get us to the next level. So I used the occasion to come back to school and to grad school. And
you went back to school.
I did, yeah.
But, you know, in the meantime, and I'm happy you haven't mentioned the name of the company yet.
Yeah.
Because I think the name of the company, it may not mean what it means to me, but you had a golden opportunity.
That's right.
You really did.
Yeah.
What's the name of the company?
Golden.
Oh!
Doesn't it feel good to say?
But it does, because I when I heard your story, and I went through this process, I think, what a goal. And I didn't really know the name of your company, by the way. And I said that to myself. So it's ironic that the name of your company, to me, at least your moment in life, it's golden.
Yeah.
It's cherished.
I agree. I think there are certainly big decisions, and there are moments people come up in their life, like the one we just talked about, where you can make a decision to create opportunity, and it's wonderful, and you should take advantage of those. But if you really understand who you are, mm-hmm. and you're in touch with your sense of self, then you will encounter these moments all the time that you can cherish and you can focus on and you can create more frequently. And that's really what Golden's about. Golden moments are when you look back or you look at your present moment right now and you realize that you're being your best version of yourself and you know you're going to look back on it and cherish it. And you know, and you create a moment that you just focus on.
So you see it like that then too.
That's right.
As a golden nugget of a moment, actually.
That's right.
So in the aspect of volunteering, that's where you basically say, I am selfless.
That's right.
And I'm going to give myself to whatever this causes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a golden moment in the self-realization of the individual.
Yeah, it's impossible to realize how well you have it, no matter where you are in any circumstance in life, until you remove yourself from yourself.
That's powerful.
And the best way to do that is with volunteering. There's really five key drivers of happiness that academic research will show you. They are diet, exercise, spirituality, meditation, religion, love, friends and family, and volunteering. And the reason why volunteering is so important is because it's the only experience where, by default, you are adopting somebody else's reality for a moment. And that forces you to reflect on your own and develop it in meaningful ways. And so we just, you know, at Golden and just in general, philosophically, we want people to recognize that and create moments for themselves a lot, because it's part of a healthy lifestyle to be able to continually develop like that.
Do you make money doing this?
We do.
Okay, that's where the shocker comes.
Yeah.
How do you figure to make money? Well, you know what? Hold on to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about what your business is and how to make money. People want to download the app. Where do they go?
They go to the App Store and search for Golden.
Both iOS and Android?
Android will be out in a month.
Android will be out. Okay, we could maybe geek out a little later on, too, on some tech aspects there, okay?
Sure, for sure. You can also go to goldenvolunteer.com.
And go there, right? Yeah. And are you volunteering?
All the time.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And you find it to be incredibly enriching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sam, when we come back, I want to talk about the revenue model, how you determine the platform you're going on, by the way, because I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
And why are you here? I don't really see this as the volunteer capital of America. That's just like my percentage.
It's actually the lowest percentage of people who volunteer.
That's what I thought.
Any county in the country.
We'll talk about that, too. We'll dive deep in that. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Planning a trip soon? Do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is Business Rockstar.
Business Rockstars come to you from Los Angeles, California. We are connecting you to everything entrepreneur. And I love those three silos of starting, growing, and funding your passion is something real and sustainable. And each one of them are really important. How do you actually get that business going? How do you fund it and how do you grow it? I'm really excited because our young entrepreneur, and you seem pretty young. Sam, how old are you?
30.
You are young. Well,
yeah.
You're a little older than I thought, actually. I thought you, you look young.
I've been doing this since I was 20, so 20? In one form or another.
You're an outlier on this, aren't you?
I guess.
You just threw an amazing stat at me. Los Angeles is probably one of the lowest when it comes to volunteership.
It is the lowest.
It is. You got a record here.
It is the lowest.
And the highest area is?
Salt Lake City.
It makes a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very volunteer-focused region of the world,
that's right.
United States. Why would you be in LA?
Because we're a tech platform. We haven't gotten into that part yet, but we certainly can. And when you're doing marketplaces where you're trying to create liquidity of supply and demand, in our case, volunteer opportunities and people who are filling them at the ground level, you need to have sufficient density in an area to do that. And so every market that we cover, we're going to need to figure out how to balance supply and demand to get enough traction.
Okay.
It's interesting to do that in LA because LA is traditionally a very difficult competitive landscape to sort of create density and
liquidity of supply and demand.
So we thought that we could pull it off here for a series of reasons I could get into, and if we could do it here, we could do it anywhere.
Well, I think there's some lifestyle reasons here too, right?
Yeah, I had been working in Los Angeles for 5 years. As an entrepreneur, it's an amazing city, and I had come from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Los Angeles is, without a doubt, one of the world's truly amazing cities on a scale like very few others.
But understand something. Yeah. You come from an area where I live there too, where we were taught to hate L.A.
Come on.
No, I'm serious. San Francisco would always, it literally is that you're going to the worst place. Why would you even go there? It's better to go to Vegas. You got to be kidding me. So when I came here, I came with this negative perception of what LA was.
Uh-huh.
You weren't taught that, huh?
Well, I grew up in Orange County for part of my life.
Okay, forget it.
I will say that people in Southern California don't hold that kind of animosity about Northern California.
Without a doubt. We love going there. It's highly competitive. It's hard to get talent up there because it's a competitive environment. And you hire one person, they already have another job offer in front of them within probably 6 weeks of them working for you.
Yeah. I once heard the founders of Snapchat best express it kind of the way I would because they also relocated from the Bay Area down here to Venice. And they said, you know, it's an echo chamber up there. It's really hard to have clarity around your own purpose and your own goals. And for us, there's a good entrepreneurial ecosystem here LA, and San Francisco is an hour away. So.
I just wish places like Denver and Austin would really get going so they can't become as, I would say, the talent pool was just as great out there. So you wouldn't have to rely on just San Francisco and somewhat LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Totally.
So you can actually build those because it'd be nice to have other locations. So tell me this. Your platform works with nonprofits, right? And you are a for-profit platform.
That's right.
How'd you figure that out?
By giving people more value than we charge them. So for nonprofits, the biggest issue facing nonprofit scaling and their efficacy is staffing. It's the highest cost they have. And in particular, the churn of people that they qualify to be volunteers. So,
makes sense.
You know, let me clarify that a little bit. Staffing is largely volunteers for most nonprofit organizations. It's not full-time staff. It's people that they have to go out and source, and they have to convince to come, and then they have to train. But even after they convince very few people to actually show up for these volunteer opportunities, they churn 55% before they even go to volunteer. And it's a huge issue because if you look at the purpose of a nonprofit, which is to fulfill a mission, you really want them to be spending their resources on that, not on staffing. And the more time they spend on staffing, it's less on that and more time fundraising, which is also not working on the mission. So we want to remove that cost. We want to make it free or practically free
That's
for people
great.
To find and staff the right volunteers who are going to keep coming back, super high lifetime value. And then we want them to reinvest their savings in their own growth. So we make it free and accessible for organizations to source the right volunteers. We have a huge
network. Nonprofits is for free.
That's right, for placing volunteer opportunities and getting volunteers.
Where's the expense?
In analytics. So we want to introduce a mindset that we see in tech all the time where you study how people are engaging with your experience and you create opportunities for them to become more engaged. So for us, sharing with organizations who's looking at their opportunities, who comes, when they come, how frequently they come back, who they bring with them, how far they travel,
that's a premium.
What they search for. Yeah, you can pay us very modest fees for that information so that you can make better business decisions.
Is that enough to make a business out of?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love hearing that.
So let's take a look at something this week, right? Slack.
Okay, Slack.
Slack made some great announcements about things they're doing, introductions they're making to make the Slack platform better for developers.
Love
or
Slack.
People
using. Are you a Slack user?
Yeah, of course.
It's great. Okay.
It's great. So if you take that mindset where you're creating something that people have to use, it's their operating system, it becomes part of their, you know, their everyday work, their workflow, you can start to integrate other services and sell those services at a margin. We also think that our particular market has been neglected for way too long.
Of
there
course
haven't
it has.
Been you know, high functioning pieces of software for nonprofits because people assume they can't pay. But if you show them the value and if you improve their outcomes, then it becomes much easier to create other products and services that can continue to improve their outcomes.
You kind of remind me of water. Water's free.
Yeah.
Right? And no one ever would think they could make money on water. And it's, I believe, the it sells more than soda now, right? So you found a way to go to something that generally would be a free, free connection and put something in the middle that adds value to one side so much that they're willing to pay for it. Tell me about raising money. You raised some money?
Yeah, we have.
Was it difficult to do that?
Yes and no. Yeah.
Help me out with that. What
yeah.
do you mean?
I bootstrapped most of it. So before I went in to found the company, I knew that it wouldn't be fiscally responsible to do it unless I knew that we could give the company some runway. So I worked as a management consultant for years, you know, ran my own practice, did really high profile corporate growth strategy and startup platform tech strategy.
So you're working
to
fund your own personal business?
Well, building experience, building a network, you know, making money before not making money. So I went and
it's the right way of doing it, by the way.
Yeah.
Because
thank
you got the experience to really run that business then too.
Mm-hmm.
So you were self-funding it, is what you're
for
saying.
For a little while, and then we took some angel money in.
So you're at the angel level, right? Or you're at the VC level?
Yeah, and now we're, you know, we're at the seed stage now because we have paying customers and so forth.
Yeah, but as I meet you, it sounds like who puts money into your business is just as important as the type of money it is. Meaning this, you're not just going to take money from anybody.
That's right. So our investors are only other tech founders as of now. They're only people who really understand.
But they have to have the same mission and values that you have.
And they do. And some of them, so we have some foundations in particular, the Fink Family Foundation, which is a wonderful, you know, philanthropic organization. You're starting to see a lot of foundations invest in for-profit enterprises also, which I think is, you know, a really nice demonstration of the value of different types of models. Because obviously, we appreciate their model too, but you should pick the business model based on the future state of the company or the entity, not necessarily on what people think you should
Makes
choose
sense.
As your...
Sam, let me ask you a simple question.
Yeah.
Are you a B Corp?
No, we're a Delaware C Corp.
But you understand what a B Corp is,
totally.
The benefits corp?
Yeah.
You could still wrap that around a Delaware Corp, I believe. I mean, it's just a, it's basically your code of ethics inside your business. Is that a factor that's important to you? Maybe not yourself, because I know a lot of people now are going to Kickstarter because now Kickstarter said we're a B Corp.
Yeah.
Right? Which I kind of think it's the way you wrap a business around for the external side and for your employee side. But you are not a B Corp. Is that by design or no?
I'm all in favor of B Corps for certain people, but they impose a certain set of governance on the entity. So we feel like we've got a very firm platform to stand on that we're offering social value that is our core.
Which doesn't matter then. You don't need that B Corp side.
Right. So we want to be a little bit more free to make decisions about how we allocate resources.
Makes sense.
It's purely tactical.
If you're going after masses, why did you not pick the Android platform as opposed to the iOS platform initially?
For two reasons, and we are going after the masses and we are developing it. But you always want to lead with one platform because you're going to learn how users interact with it so that you can make changes for both instead of reinventing the wheel again.
Oh, over and over again, right?
So we led with iOS because we knew that the networks we were going to go into had higher percentages of iOS users than Android users.
Oh, they did?
Right. So if you think about right now, we feel everybody should be on Golden. Everybody should be discovering those moments of happiness.
As a future volunteer and as a nonprofit.
Every one of us could be a volunteer on Golden. And we want people to realize that and download the app and so forth. But we don't want to tell people to just go and download Golden. We want the networks that they're a part of in real life, like Metal or like your school or your company, to be the ones who remind you anyway to volunteer, but to have the experience of seeing where you're going and how your experience has been and introduce their own network effects to keep our users engaged.
So who markets the platform in most respects? Is it the volunteers and their organizations?
We allow, or we encourage our users to market it to each other. Is basically
really?
What
so
we
everything's
do.
Word of mouth?
We've actually never done any paid marketing.
I don't see you needing to do paid marketing, but boy, what a lot of great YouTube videos you could be making.
We're working on it. It's limited resources.
No, but in a lot of ways, because I could see to where you're connecting people to something that they'll become passionate about. You're that in between, that glue that is really important that needs to be identified. Wow, I'm excited about what you're doing.
I
have a hard time seeing businesses that are helping nonprofits out that stay around because they just can't find revenue models. And you found something, and that's got to be a celebration.
It is. Our whole team is super proud of it. It's, we've had great times and tough times like any other startup. Mm-hmm. And when we do our stand-up calls as a team, the motivation is 100% aligned because everybody believes that we're allowing all of our users to create value for themselves. We're providing some infrastructure.
You are.
But the nonprofits get to celebrate and differentiate what makes them special and attract their own audiences. Volunteers like you and me can discover what our golden moments are and then go and perform them at whatever frequency.
Golden moments, golden, isn't it great? Hey, last question real quick. Do you have an exit strategy?
Yeah, we do.
Is that an acquisition?
Well, let's say in the most optimistic context, we would like to follow the path of a company like Palantir, where we have all of this information about how a sector operates and we can help people improve their operations.
And be top secret, no one knows, the FBI only works with you and NSA.
We would like to think ourselves as a benevolent force.
I know.
but also, we want to introduce some transparency. The whole point of this is to have transparency, not to be shrouded in mystery.
I get it.
We want to give people access to the right data. But we also see that there are other CRM companies and other social networks who would like.
But I get it, and I understand why you want to know Peter Thiel now, right? Because he is one of the investors over at Palantir. You know that, right?
Right, I do.
So I love this. People want to find out more. What's the website?
GoldenVolunteer.com.
And what are you volunteering on right now? What's next?
The next thing for me is rebuilding wheelchairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I think there's like cool crowdfunding ideas around that too.
There's all kinds of stuff.
I love what you're doing. Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you
good
so
to
much.
Have you. Thanks
it's
for making the pilgrimage to come out here from the west side.
It's nice to get out there. I mean, we travel every day for our stuff anyways.
I love it. Okay, so go download the Golden app. Try it out. It'll be on the Android platform soon. But iOS users, use it right now and get actively involved in the communities that are around you that need your help. When we come back, one of the co-authors of The Secret, let's find out what it takes to find prosperity in ourselves. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
When someone quits, smile and wave goodbye. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. If you're an entrepreneur, we get so busy doing our work that we forget how transient today's workforce is. They get married, they move away, they get another job, or they decide they just want to take a year off to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to find themselves. This isn't the 1400s, and your employees aren't indentured servants. Your employees are free people doing whatever they want, whenever they want. Knowing that people will leave for some reason or any reason, the best entrepreneurs never stop recruiting, even when their team is full. This constant vigilance for top talent happens both internally with the ability to recognize future superstars and externally with outside recruiting. Recruiting is more than just something you do when you need to fill a position. It's a strategy the pros use to stay ahead of the competition. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Claff with Pitch Anything.
Do you want to learn English for free?
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is Business Rockstar.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. We get to connect you to everything as an entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your passion, finding those internal tools that are inside you to make you better at what you are, and to find where there's prosperity around you, too. So think about it. You are in charge, and you're never, ever alone. There's great people around you that want to help you out all the time. In fact, guy sitting next to me right now has been doing this for a long time, helping people out to find their inner, what do you want to call them, hero? What do you want to call
genius.
Them?
Genius. Inner, yeah, greatness.
Inner genius, inner greatness. I'm honored to have James Arthur Ray join us. What is an inner genius?
Well, you know, I believe that every single one of us has the ability to become great, Ken, whether we're consciously aware of that or not. We're not encouraged to find that when we're young. We primarily in school are trained to be good in math and literature.
Right.
And according to Howard Gardner from Harvard, if we're not going to be a professor in math or literature, we're not really well equipped for life. And so going back and what I call beginning at the beginning is asking ourselves, what did I come in with? What's inherent in me that's my initial, my unique genius, my gifts, and that I can potentially become great at? When we start from that point, then we have a greater probability to not only become great and potentially, you know, receive the rewards that come with that, but more importantly, to live a meaningful and fulfilling life.
You're kind of like a minister. There's nothing wrong with that. I love Joel Osteen. He's one. I'm being serious. He's a prosperity minister, right? Because what they want to do is they want us to focus on our positives. But aren't our negatives, our detriments sometimes in our mind holding us back?
Well, actually, yes and no. Adversity and struggle can be your greatest allies.
Tell me about that.
True entrepreneurs, you know, I built an Inc. 500 company.
Yes, you did.
And $10 million business. And that's I'm grateful for that. It was hard. You know, it took me 20 years working 7 days a week, 14, 16-hour days. And let's just be frank. I mean, that's what it costs. Yet it's different when we embrace the struggles and the adversities and we know we're here doing what we're meant to do, then it's a little bit different. We work hard, but it's hardly work is what I say.
You're right.
That makes sense to you.
You're one of the co-authors of The Secret, did extremely well. You also have a big film coming up, matter of fact, a doc about yourself at Tribeca.
That's correct.
What's the date on that?
April 14th. They're going to show it four times. I feel really, really blessed.
So tell me about what is that? What's happening at Tribeca around you?
Well, there's a whole documentary around my rise and fall. In fact, that's the subtitle of the movie, The Rise and Fall of James Arthur Ray. And, you know, anybody who knows anything about my history, I rose to the top. I had the Inc. 500 company. I was on Oprah several times. I was on Larry King. I shared the stage with Branson and Trump. And, I mean, I could go on and on. But there's a dark side to that, too, because I fell really hard and really far. I went from Mulholland Drive to to homeless. And
really?
Yeah. And so a lot of people would fold and quit. And I had a reporter ask me recently at a live event, you know, after all you've been through, why did you stay in the same industry, which is helping people with life and business turnaround? Why did you come back? And I said, really easy answer, three words, clarity of purpose. I'm going to suggest to you, Ken, that when you know why you're here, when you know what your unique gifts and genius are, mm-hmm. and you align that with what you've defined as your purpose, you don't quit because you know why you're here. You know, even if it's difficult, you continue.
But you were tested, and you came out on the other side.
I was so tested hard.
Probably one of the best individuals to be there to help other people out.
Well, that would be my greatest wish. You know, when I was on Piers Morgan, he said to me, some would argue that you can help more people now than ever before. And I said, well, that would be my greatest wish because I've been to the peak, I've been to the pit. And so back to your original question, Tribeca, the film that's being released, is all about this entire journey of my life and what I've been through. And now my comeback and my rebuild and my turnaround.
Are you in a good place now?
I am. I'm in a really good place. You know, I'm still struggling, but struggle is a part of it. It really is. It's in struggle that potential greatness is born. Whether it's the, you know, to use some very well-known metaphors, you know, it's the butterfly coming forth from the cocoon, or it's a snake shedding its old skin, or even you, Ken, being birthed through your mother's, you know, womb. That's a struggle.
And
yet on the other side of that is real magic and real meaning and real greatness if you're willing to embrace that and utilize it.
My home, where I could literally stick my hand out the window, and my next door neighbor is Willie Nelson. Okay, literally, it's Willie.
Yeah, great songwriter.
Some of his best songs were written during his hardest times. That made him his biggest fortune, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in the middle of the muck, the yuck, the horrible situation, it's really hard to see the outside, right?
It is.
How do you suggest us to see bigger than where we're at, beyond where we're at?
Well, first you have to take a deep breath.
Right.
You have to realize it really sometimes sucks. I mean, it just isn't fun. But that's okay, because fulfillment can exist even when you're not happy. Happiness and fulfillment are two different things.
Valid point.
And then you have to begin at the beginning, as I call it, and you have to begin to ask yourself some really poignant questions. Most of the entrepreneurs that I work with are highly successful, you know, multiple six, if not seven figures a year. But a lot of them have climbed the so-called ladder of success, and they find it's leaning against the wrong wall. They go, well, is this it? You know, what's next? I feel still a void. And so that's where, you know, the worksheet I'm going to offer to your viewers really helps with three questions about, you know, who are you? What are your unique gifts and genius? Why are you here? And are you on the right course? Because many of us are not.
What's that worksheet?
It's jamesray.com/worksheet. It's really easy.
It's easy.
And the title is Pushing Through the Struggle and Stall. Many people feel stalled, stuck, and I can help them. That's what I do. And that's the turnaround because, by the way, I've been there.
Yeah, but doesn't that have almost your own personal payoff, too? And that is when you know you're helping people, it gives you more of a connection to the world, saying, hey, I have a purpose even more?
Well, you know, what's really interesting is very few of us stop and recognize that the word passion comes from the Latin. It means suffering.
Oh, does it?
It
I didn't
does.
Know that.
It translates as suffering. So everyone's saying, follow your passion. Okay, yeah, follow your suffering. And so the word, I'm a student of language, the word compassion, if you look at it, compassion, common, passion, common suffering. And so to your point, yes, I can help a lot more people now than I could, because when you're on the top of the mountain, your arm's not long enough to reach the person in the pit, right? You got to get down in the muck and the mire with them, and just pure physics, Ken, you can leverage up a lot more than you can pull
up. What you're doing. Again, what's the website with the worksheet?
It's jamesray.com/worksheet, and it's called Pushing Through the Struggle and Stall.
Appreciate you hanging out with us. Go to the Tribeca Film Festival, see your doc that's there, and always find the inner
genius
in you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hey, my
connecting
pleasure.
Thank you to everything entrepreneur. You're listening and watching Business Rockstars. We'll be back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.